今天我们一起来学习何西阿书的第一章。
And so today we'd like to learn about the first chapter of the book of Hosea.
圣经的旧约的最后面哦，就是先知书。
And so in the latter part of the Old Testament are the books written by the prophets.
那先知书的第一卷哦。小先知书了，第一卷就是何西阿书。
And so the first book in the minor prophets is the book of Hosea.
那到底何西阿书在讲什么
？And so what is the book of Hosea even talking about？
那我们现在来看何西阿书的第一章。
So now let's take a look at Hosea chapter one.
第一章第一节。
Hosea chapter 1 verse 1. The word of the Lord that came to Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel.
何西阿做先知哈，这是神拣选他的。
And so God chose Hosea to be a prophet.
那为什么旧约有先知？
And why was it that there were prophets in the Old Testament?
这个先知就是传达神的话语。
A prophet is meant to proclaim God's words.
神要让以色列百姓知道他的旨意，就先启示先知，然后先知就到处讲神的话。
And so when God wanted the Israelites to understand his will, he would first reveal his will to the prophets, and the prophets would then proclaim God's will to the people.
那在何西阿做先知的时候，这个以色列国分作两个国家。
And so during the time when Hosea was a prophet, the kingdom of Israel was split into two kingdoms.
所以第一节讲犹大国，这叫做南国。
And so in the first verse, it talks about the kingdom of Judah, which is the southern kingdom.
那另外一个叫做以色列国，这个叫做北国。
And then the other kingdom was a northern kingdom called Israel.
其实所罗门在当王的时候只有一个国家。
When Solomon was king, there was just one kingdom.
那所罗门的国度非常强盛。
And so during Solomon's time, his kingdom was very strong.
他非常有智慧，非常有能力建设一个非常强的国家。
And he was very wise and very powerful and established a very great country.
那所罗门死了以后，就把这个王位传给他的儿子，叫做罗波安。
And when Solomon died, the kingdom passed to his son Rehoboam.
那罗波安当王的时候这个百姓就开始来要求一件事情。
And so when Rehoboam became king, the people of Israel came and asked him for one thing.
说你爸爸向我们课税很重现在求你少课一点税。
And the people came and asked Rehoboam, during the time of your father, we paid very high taxes. During your reign, can you please reduce the taxes?
那这个罗波安就不听了。
And Rehoboam disregarded the people's request.
那不听以后，他的国家就分作两半。
And after he disregarded their request, the kingdom was divided into the two.
北边叫做以色列国。
The northern kingdom was called the kingdom of Israel.
大概有十个支派。
There were 10 tribes that belonged to the kingdom of Israel.
那南边就是犹大国。
And the southern kingdom was the kingdom of Judah.
那犹大国大概有两个支派。
And there were 2 tribes that belonged to the kingdom of Judah.
那这个两个国家分开以后就渐渐就发现两个国家不太一样。
And when these kingdoms split, over time it became clear that they were very different kingdoms.
为什么会不一样？
And how did they differ?
那我们现在来看列王记上的十二章。
So now let's look at First Kings chapter 12.
列王记上的十二章。
First King chapter 12.
十二章的二十六节到二十八节。
First Kings chapter 12, verse 26 to 28.Verse 26, and Jeroboam said in his heart, Now the kingdom may return to the house of David. 27, if these people go up to offer sacrifices in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then the heart of this people will turn back to their Lord Rehoboam, king of Judah. and they will kill me and go back to Rehoboam, king of Judah. 28. Therefore, the king asked advice, made two calves of gold, and said to the people, "It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Here are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up from the land of Egypt."
这个南国的首都就是耶路撒冷。
And so the capital of the southern kingdom is Jerusalem.
大家很熟耶路撒冷就是圣城。
And we're all very familiar with that Jerusalem is the holy city.
那耶路撒冷有神的殿。
And the temple of God is located in Jerusalem.
那神的殿里面有神的同在。
And so in the temple of God, God's presence abides.
所以这个南国
And so in the southern kingdom, the focus of their country was Jerusalem.
也就是说,
that is to say, the focus of their life centered on God.
那这样啊,这个国家就不会太走偏的路。
And because of this, this country didn't deviate too far from God's path.
但是我们刚刚读这个北国啊，北国的王叫做耶罗波安。
And we just read about the northern kingdom. The king of the northern kingdom is called Jeroboam.
那这个耶罗波安啊，他知道如果以色列百姓再回耶路撒冷去拜神哦，迟早他的王位会保不住。
And Jeroboam realized that if the people in his kingdom traveled to Jerusalem to worship God, his own kingdom would not last very long.
所以他要巩固他的王位，因此他在北国的首都撒玛利亚就设立的偶像给他们拜。
And in order to fortify his position as the king, he decided to set up a place of worship in the capital of the northern kingdom, Samaria.
所以你们不需要到耶路撒冷，你们这里就可以。 就有神可以拜，就是他造的偶像。
And he told the people, you don't have to go to Jerusalem to worship God. Here you can worship in Samaria, to these idols.
那如果我们读历史，北国跟南国都有20个王。
And so if you read through the history, both the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom had 20 kings each.
但是北国20个王，每一个王都是恶的王。
And the 20 kings of the northern kingdom, each and every one was evil in God's eyes.
那南国20个王里面，有12个是恶的，有8个是好的。
And in the southern kingdom, 12 kings did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and 8 did right in the eyes of the Lord.
那这个好王跟恶王怎么分呢？
And so, what's the difference between a so-called good king and a so-called bad king?
圣经里面讲的很简单。
And the Bible distinguishes them in very simple terms.
恶的王就是行神眼中看为恶的事。
An evil king or a bad king is one who did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
那好的王就是行神眼中看为善的事。
And a good king is one who did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
因为北国20国王都是恶的，所以北国就先亡国。
And so because each and every of the 20 kings of the northern kingdom did evil in the eyes of the Lord, they were destroyed first.
为什么?
Why was that?
因为不论北国和南国，他们都是神的百姓。
And because regardless whether the people were of the northern or southern kingdom, they were God's people.
所以在旧约时代，他们跟神的关系好像婚姻一样。
And so in the Old Testament, the relationship between God's people and God is that of like a marriage.
因此当北国去拜偶像，这个就是在婚姻上是一种属灵的淫乱。
And so when the northern kingdom worshipped idols, it's almost like a spiritual adultery.
所以引起神的嫉妒。
And so this aroused God's jealousy.
所以在何西阿书里面，我们可以看到神的本性。
And so in the book of Hosea, we can see God's characteristics.
其中有一个本性，神是忌邪的神。
And one of his characteristics is that he is a jealous God.
我们看出埃及记的20章。
If you look in, let's take a look at Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记的20章
Exodus chapter 20
20章的第5节
Exodus chapter 20 verse 5
请
You shall not bow down to them nor serve them For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me.
这个地方讲说不可以拜偶像。
This commandment describes how we should not worship an idol.
但也不可以侍奉偶像。
Nor can we serve them.
那重要原因是什么？
And what is the main reason for
that? 下面说, 因为我主你的神是忌邪的神。
And the reason God gave was, For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God.
哦, 嫉妒好不好?
Is jealousy good or bad?
啊, 如果我们整本圣经把它读一遍, 哈,
If we look through the Bible,
哦, 嫉妒有两种。
There's two types of jealousy.
哦, 加拉太书里面就讲肉体的情欲。
In the book of Galatians, it talks about the desires of the flesh.
这是不好的。
This is bad.
那里面有一个就是嫉妒。
And one of the desires of the flesh that is considered bad is jealousy.
所以别人比我们好，别人比我们强，我们就心里很难过，酸溜溜的，那个叫嫉妒，那是不好的。
And so if we see others around us doing better than us and we feel sour in our hearts and we're sour-faced, that's a bad kind of jealousy.
但是当圣经讲神是嫉妒的神，这个嫉妒是好的。
But when the Bible describes God as a jealous God, this is a good form of jealousy.
为什么? 因为这是婚姻里面的爱。
Why is that? It's because this jealousy originates in the love that is the foundation of a marriage.
婚姻是一个男一个女结婚。
A marriage is a marriage between a husband, a man and a woman.
然后两个成为一体。
And then the two become one.
所以婚姻不容许第三者的存在。
And so marriage does not allow for the existence of a third party.
如果有第三者进来，就会有嫉妒。
If there is a third party involved, it brings about jealousy.
那这个嫉妒就是要保护婚姻是一对一的。
And this kind of jealousy protects the one-on-one monogamy of a marriage.
那我们跟神的关系什么时候建立起来呢？
And so when was our relationship with God established?
圣经说我们受洗的时候叫做许配给基督。
And the Bible describes that when we were baptized, we were betrothed to Christ.
那我们看订婚都要有一个戒指啊。
And so when we see people get engaged, there's a ring, right?
那我们怎么知道我们是属于基督的呢？
And so how do we know that we belong to Christ?
我们受洗起来祷告得圣灵。 圣灵证明我们是属神的。
When we are baptized and we pray and receive the Holy Spirit, that Holy Spirit proves that we belong to God.
所以这个婚约啊, 从洗礼那个时候开始。
And so this covenant of marriage begins when we were baptized.
那这个真正的, 这个婚宴什么时候开始?
And so, but when did the actual,
婚宴, banquet,
like the wedding banquet actually occur.
这启示录19章里面讲羔羊婚娶的时候到了。
And in Revelation chapter 19, it describes the time of the banquet of the lamb.
那个就是世界末日。
That is the end of the world.
那新妇, 要穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
And the bride shall wear white, glorious clothes of linen.
那这个光明洁白细麻衣是什么?
And what does this white linen represent?
就是圣徒所行的义。
It represents the good deeds of the saints.
主耶稣就把我们带到天国，那个叫做婚宴的开始。
And when the Lord Jesus brings us to the heavenly kingdom, that's the beginning of this wedding banquet.
所以在我们受洗以后，我们跟神在属灵上是一种婚约。
And so when we are baptized, we have established a marriage covenant with God.
那神爱他的子民，所以不容许他的子民跟他之间有第三者的存在。
And because God loves his people, he does not want a third party to interfere in his relationship with his people.
那这个第三者就是偶像。
And in this case, the third party is idols.
所以神是忌邪的神。
And so God is a jealous God.
因此我们受洗归属于神，就不可以拜偶像，不然会 惹神的愤怒。
And so when we are baptized, after we are baptized, we cannot have worship idols because that will arouse God's wrath.
好，那以色列百姓他们去拜偶像。
Now, when the people of Israel went to worship idols,
哦，那神就生气了。
God got angry.
哦，那神生气怎么办？
And so when God gets angry, what happens?
人就差遣先知去传警告。
He sends the prophets to proclaim a warning.
说你们要离开恶道恶行。
Warning the people to depart from the ways of evil.
你们要悔改。
And to repent.
但是以色列百姓就不愿意听了。
But the Israelites were unwilling to hear this message.
那到了何西阿先知的时候呢，神就叫何西阿做了一件事情，我没有办法了解。
And so when it came to the time of the prophet Hosea, God asked Hosea to do something that is incomprehensible.
我们如果看第二节。
Let's read Hosea chapter 1 verse 2.
好，请。
When the Lord began to speak by Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, Go.Take yourself a wife of harlotry and children of harlotry, for the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord.
这个地方哈，神对何西阿说，你要去娶淫妇。
Here, God told Hosea to marry a harlot.
先知代表神。
A prophet is a representative of God.
所以神叫先知去娶淫妇，这个是非常 不平常一件事情。
And so it is quite unusual for God to ask his prophet to marry a prostitute.
那他要用这个婚姻来代表神对他的百姓的态度。
And he used this marriage as a metaphor for his relationship and his attitude toward that relationship with the people.
那个淫妇代表谁？
And so who does this harlot represent?
我们如果看第二节的下半句
，If you read the second part of verse 2，
因为这地大行淫乱，离弃的神
，For the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord。
也就是说，南国跟北国就好像淫妇一样。
That is to say, the northern and southern kingdoms are like prostitutes。
他们是属于他们神。
They belong to their God.
就是天上的神。
That is the heavenly God.
但是他们又去拜偶像。
But then they went ahead and worshipped idols.
所以就好像一个淫妇对她的丈夫不忠实。
And so it's like a harlot who is not loyal or faithful to her husband.
那我们大家结婚了，没有一个人会去娶淫妇的。
And so once you're married, if you're looking to get married, you're not looking to marry a prostitute.
因为我们都希望我们的婚姻非常的纯洁。
Because we wish for purity in our marriage.
那当神叫何西阿去娶淫妇，就是代表哦，虽然以色列百姓已经是不纯了，已经犯罪了，但是神对他们的爱没有改变。
But when God asked Hosea to marry a harlot, he was saying that even though the people of Israel have committed this great harlotry and are no longer pure, God still considered them his own.
所以从何西阿书我们可以看到神对他的百姓那个爱有多深。
And so from the book of Hosea, we can see the depth in which God loved his people.
虽然他百姓去拜偶像但是神还是希望能够把这个婚姻保留下来。
And so although his people went and worshipped idols, God still hoped to preserve this marriage.
那我们现在看何西阿这个名字是什么意思
？And so let's look at the meaning of the name Hosea.
何西阿这个名字叫做救恩。
And the name Hosea means salvation.
所以神他的百姓满有怜悯，充满着救恩。
And so God views his people with a great deal of mercy and a desire for them to have salvation.
那娶了淫妇这个淫妇什么名字呢
？And when Hosea married this harlot, what was her name?
我就给我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son.
这个地方讲 这个啊，他娶的太太叫做歌篾。
And so the name of his wife is Gomer.
啊，那歌篾什么意思呢
？What does Gomer mean?
啊，歌篾就是完的啊 ，bring to an end 啊。
The word Gomer means bring to an end.
啊，因为以色列百姓啊不愿意回头。
Because the people of Israel were unwilling to turn around and change their ways.
啊，所以神的救恩就结束了。
And so God's salvation ended.
啊，所以这个叫啊，何西阿娶歌篾，救恩结束了。
And so when Hosea married Gomer, it represents the end of salvation.
啊，所以这个啊，神在做事情有时候真的是啊非常奥妙。
And so when God conducts His matters, it is quite mysterious.
啊，那救恩结束了，但是婚姻还存在啊，所以就为生出三个儿女。
And so although the salvation has ended, this marriage still exists. And what came of this marriage were three children.
哦，那我们就看这个三个儿女有三个名字。
And so these three children have three names.
那这个三个名字代表三个不同的结果。
And so these three names represent three types of consequences.
哦，我们先来看第一个儿子。
Let's look at the name of the first son.
哦，我们回到何西阿书第一章。
Hosea chapter 1.
第一章的第三节跟第四节。
Verses 3 and 4. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. Verse 4. Then the Lord said to him, Call his name Jezreel, for in a little while I will avenge the bloodshed of Jezreel on the house of Jehu, and bring an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel.
这个地方讲哦，第一个儿子要给他取名叫做耶斯列。
And the name of the first son is Jezreel.
哦，那这个耶斯列哈、哦、什么意思
？And so what does Jezreel mean?
就是神要把他们赶散。
It means God will scatter.
Yeah. 哦，所以因为啊、哦、他们不回头不悔改，所以结果就是神允许他们。被掳到当时的亚述帝国，所以就散掉了。
And so, because the people of Israel were unwilling to change their ways, God allowed them to be exiled to the kingdom of Assyria.
啊，所以神的救恩结束了，所以这个惩罚就来到，他们就被啊被掳到外国去了。
And so, you know, God's salvation came to an end. The people were scattered and exiled to other kingdoms and other countries.
好，那。生了第二个女儿
，and they gave birth to a second child, a daughter.
好，我们现在看第六节哈，第二个生什么名字
？Let's read verse 6. And she conceived again and bore a daughter. Then God said to him, "Call her name Lo Ruhamah, for I will no longer have mercy on the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away."
好，所以第二个哦叫做罗路哈玛。
The daughter's name was Lo Ruhamah.
啊，因为他们不愿意悔改，所以啊，神的怜悯就没有再不怜悯他们了。
Because the people were unwilling to repent, God no longer has mercy toward them.
啊，所以用他的第二个儿子的名字来代表神对他们啊要怎么做。
And so the name of the second child, the daughter, represents how God was going to treat his people because they did not repent.
哦，人不愿意悔改，所以神的怜悯就没有了。
And so when his people were unwilling to repent, then God showed them no mercy.
哦，那第三个更严重了。
And the third was even more of a severe consequence.
好，那我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.Now, when she had weaned Lo Ruhamah, she conceived and bore a son. Verse 9. Then God said, "Call his name Lo Ami, for you are not my people, and I will not be your God."
So, 第三个叫做罗阿米。
The third child's name was Lo Ami.
他的意思啊，就是。他已经不是我的子民。
And the meaning of the name Lo Ami was not my people.
啊，那神也不要做他们的神了。
And God doesn't want to be their God anymore.
也就是说，他们的跟神的关系已经断掉了。
That is to say, the relationship they have with God is broken.
最重要啊，不是神不爱他们。
Importantly, it is not that God did not love them.
是因为他们拜偶像又不愿意悔改。
But rather, the people worshipped idols and decided not to repent.
所以这个北国王国了，后来南国就被当时的巴比伦王国灭掉。
And so after the northern kingdom fell, later on, the southern kingdom was later overtaken by Babylon.
所以照着先知的预言，南国跟北国一共要亡国70年。
And so according to the prophecies of the prophets, the northern and southern kingdom will be destroyed and exiled for 70 years.
那这个70年哦，北国的这个十个支派哦，渐渐就消失了。
And so over these 70 years, the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom gradually diminished.
为什么？
Why was that?
因为他不愿意悔改。
Because they were unwilling to repent.
所以他们的信仰就越来越软弱。
And so their faith diminished and became weak.
那以后就被同化了。
And they assimilated with the cultures around them.
但是南国有两个支派。
But in the southern kingdom, there were 2 tribes.
那这两个支派被掳到巴比伦以后，其中大部分的人就回头悔改，在巴比伦敬拜真神。
And so, when they were exiled to Babylon, the majority of the two tribes who were exiled there, they turned around, they worshiped the true God.
所以我们在但以理书里面看到，这个但以理也是被掳当中的一个。
And so we can see this in the book of Daniel. Daniel was one of those who was exiled to Babylon.
但是他很敬畏神啊。
But he was very reverent toward God.
所以那个南国有一个是犹大支派，另外一个是便雅悯支派。
And so the two tribes that comprised the southern kingdom were the tribes of Benjamin and Judah.
Yeah. 那这个两个支派哦，他的信仰还保持得住。
And these two tribes were able to preserve their faith.
所以后来70年到了大部分回来重建圣殿的都是南国的这两个支派。
And so 70 years later, the majority of the people who returned to build the temple were from the two tribes of the southern kingdom.
那北国那个十个支派也有，但是人数很少。
There were participants from the northern kingdom of the 10 tribes, but there were far fewer.
所以我们读到第九节，好像神对以色列百姓的关系好像完全切断了。
And so when we read to verse 9, it seems that God has completely severed his relationship with his people.
所以你不做我的子民，那我也不做你的神，那就没有关系了。
If you are not my people and I'm not your God, we don't have a relationship here.
但是当我们在读到第十节，我们又发现了产生一个盼望。
But when we read verse 10, we see that there is a hope for the future.
我们来看第十节。
Now let's read verse 10. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or numbered. And it shall come to pass, in the place where it was said to them, You are not my people, there it shall be said to them, You are sons of the living God.
11
Then the children of Judah and the children of Israel shall be gathered together and appoint for themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land, for great will be the day of Jezreel.
所以这两节圣经就在预言被掳以后犹大还有以色列这两国要回来要复兴。
And so these two verses describe a time in the future when the children of Judah, children of Israel will come together again and revive the kingdom.
那这个代表神的另外一个本性。
And this represents another characteristic of God.
我们来看申命记第七章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 7.
申命记的第七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 7.
第七章的第九节。
Chapter 7, verse 9. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments.
这个地方讲，要知道主你的神，好，我们要认识神。
Here it reminds us, know that your Lord, your God.
好，那下面他是神，他是信实的。
He is God, the faithful God.
好，什么叫做信实？
What does it mean to be faithful?
也就是神讲过的话，好，神一定会遵守。
It means that whatever God says he will do, he will keep his promise.
所以他叫做守约施慈爱的神。
And that's why he's described as the faithful God who will keep his covenant and mercy.
哦，如果神跟人立约哦，神一定会守他的约。
If God agrees to a covenant with him and his people, then he will keep the covenant.
哦，那我们圣经就记载哦。为什么以色列百姓会到迦南地去？
And so the Bible explains to us why is it that the Israelites traveled to the land of Canaan?
啊，主要我们推回到创世纪里面哈，神向亚伯兰显现。
If we flash back to the book of Genesis, we see that God revealed himself to Abraham.
啊，我们可以看创世纪的第22章
You can see Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
还有第二节。
And verse 2. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. Verse 2. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great.And you shall be a blessing.
好，这个地方啊，神向亚伯兰显现。
Here God appeared to Abraham.
就给他一个应许。
And gave him a promise.
啊，什么应许呢？
What was his promise to Abraham?
你要离开你的本地、本族、父家，所住到我指示你的地方去。
He asked Abraham to leave his country from his family and from his father's house to a place that he will show him.
啊。那神指示他那个地方是什么？
And so God pointed to Abram what this place was.
就是迦南地。
That is the land of Canaan.
哦，迦南地就是牛奶与蜜之地。
The land of Canaan is the land flowing with milk and honey.
那这个本地本族啊，是什么地方？
And so where was Abram's country and family and his father's house?
他的故乡叫做乌尔，乌尔是一个拜偶像的地方。
His hometown was the town of Ur, which is a place that People worship God. Idols.
就是现在的伊拉克的一个小城。
And actually, Ur is a small city in modern-day Iraq.
哦，所以你要离开拜偶像的地方，到一块地，啊，我要给你在那个地方拜独一真神。
And so God called Abraham to leave the place where people worshipped idols to a new land where you worship the one true God.
好，然后第二节，我要叫你成为大国。
Verse 2, I will make you a great nation.
大国就一定有很多人啊，叫做大国。
And so a great nation surely means that there'll be many people.
哦，所以这里就是神对亚伯兰的应许。
So this is the promise that God made to Abraham.
啊，一块地。
It's a place, a piece of land.
然后他的后代要成为大国。
And that his descendants will become a great nation.
哦，所以后来从亚伯兰的后代啊，就啊延续的以色列国。
And so from Abram's descendants came the kingdom, the nation of Israel.
哦，那我们在创世纪读到最后，约瑟下到埃及地。
And if we read into the end of Genesis, Joseph went to Egypt.
啊，那到出埃及记，他们在埃及地430年。
And when we move to the book of Exodus, the Israelites had been in Egypt for 430 years.
哦，那这个埃及地就是代表这个世界。
And the land of Egypt represents the world.
啊，埃及的王法老就是代表魔鬼。
And the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh, represents Satan.
啊，所以我们受洗就是离开这个世界。
And so when we are baptized, we leave this world behind.
不属这个世界。
We don't belong to it anymore.
啊，我们受洗开始就要往神给我们那一块地，就是迦南地。
And so when we become baptized, we need to set our direction toward the promised land.
哦，但是从我们受洗那一天一直到我们进迦南，啊，这有一段时间。
But from the time we are baptized until when we enter the land of Canaan, there's some period of time between there.
啊，那这段时间叫做旷野路。
And so this intermediate period is called the path in the wilderness.
啊，所以为什么我们洗礼啊还要啊经历很多的苦难？
And so even after we are baptized, we will encounter a great deal of hardships.
哦，就是要操练我们越来越完全，对神越来越有信心，将来能够到神应许我们那一块地。
And the hardships help strengthen us to build our faith so that we can persist until we enter that promised land.
哦，那一块地是什么？
And so what is this promised land?
那一块地最后就是天国。
The ultimate promised land is the heavenly kingdom.
啊，所以我们每一个人啊，信耶稣受洗，最后就是要进到迦南地天国。
And so each of us, when we believe, we are baptized, we want to move toward entering the heavenly kingdom.
啊，因此这个何西阿书就告诉我们哦，我们受洗以后跟神既然有婚姻的关系啊，一定不能够有肉体或者属灵的淫乱。
And so the book of Hosea reminds us when we are baptized, we have this marriage relationship with God. We cannot have a third party or commit adultery.
啊，因为有肉体或者属灵的淫乱，就会引起神的嫉妒。
Because physical or spiritual adultery would arouse God's jealousy.
那我们跟神的关系就会受到影响。
And that will be detrimental to our relationship with God.
啊，那我们洗礼以后啊，如果我们常常亲近神哦，大概我们不会去拜偶像。
And so after we are baptized, if we are, trying to draw ourselves closer to God, we probably will not worship idols.
哦，那如果我们全家啊都来敬拜神哦。婚姻也很圆满，也不会去犯奸淫。
And if the whole family believe in the Lord and we have a happy family, there's probably no adultery that will happen.
哦，但是啊，我们在信仰生活当中啊，很容易有第三者，那是什么？
But in our life of faith, it's possible to have a third interloper.
啊，这是我们啊，大家都要努力来避免的。
And this is something that we should be aware of and try to avoid.
啊，我们来看雅各书第四章。
Let's turn to James chapter 4.
啊，雅各书的第四章。
James chapter 4.
啊，第四章的第四节。
James chapter 4 verse 4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?Whoever, therefore, wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
哦，这个有时候我们常常在念这个哦，与神为敌啊，我怎么会跟神做仇敌呢？
When we read this and it describes being an enemy of God, we might think like, how can we have enmity with God?
我很敬畏神啊，我怕得要命，我怎么会去跟神为敌呢？
I revere God. I fear him deeply.How is it that I would be his enemy?
哦，但是如果我们看前面那一句哦，我们就发现，哎，我不小心会掉进去的。
Yeah, but if we read the first part of verse 4, we can see this common pitfall.
哦，这第四节说，你们这些淫乱的人啊，我什么时候有淫乱呢？
And verse 4 starts with adulterers and adulteresses. How is it that we are adulterers?
啊，接下去说，岂不知与世俗为友，就是跟神为敌。
Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?
哦，所以我们还没有洗礼以前，我们是属于这个世界。
Before we are baptized, we belong to this world.
那我们洗礼以后，还是住在这个世界啊。
After we're baptized, we still live in this world.
但是我们知道，我们住在世界，不属这个世界。
But we know that although we live in this world, we are not of this world.
但是这个世界有它的文化，世界有它的传统风俗。
But we know that the world has its culture, its practices, and its norms.
哦，那这个世界的文化、传统、潮流啊，影响力很大。
And these practices and norms and cultures of the world have great influence on us.
哦，所以这里讲哦，与神为 与世界为友，就是与神为敌，不一定是肉体的淫乱。
And so when it says friendship with the world is enmity toward God, it's not referring to a physical type of adultery.
就是我们的想法观念已经被世界的文化潮流所同化了，我们就不会爱世界。
If we love God, then we will not love the world.
那世界是什么？
But what is the world?
16节讲的。
Verse 16。For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
所以世界，如果看第三个，今生的骄傲。
And so if we look at the third item in this list, the pride of life.
什么叫今生的骄傲？
What does that mean? What does pride of life mean?
我们看到这个世界整个的想法都是以人为中心。
The way the world thinks is very individual-centric, human-centric.
就是以人为主。
That is, it's centered on the people.
那我们现在信主耶稣以后，为什么叫做主耶稣？
And so after we believe in Jesus, why do we call him Lord Jesus Christ?
因为主耶稣是我的主宰，主耶稣是我的主人啊。
Because the Lord Jesus is the keeper of my life, he is my master.
所以我们受洗以后，我们在想事情啊，就不是以我做中心了。
And so after we are baptized, when we are considering a matter, we are not thinking about us as the focus of this consideration.
要想神要我怎么做。
But rather, we are considering how God would like us to handle the matter.
怎么做神会喜欢。
And how we ought to conduct ourselves that are right in the eyes of God.
怎么做合神与神的旨意。
How should we behave in order to act according to God's will?
因此我们在做决定，我们有自己的决定，但是要留一个空间让神来做改变的做。和他旨意的改变。
And so as we make decisions, these decisions are our own, but we need to leave a space, a consideration for God, for him to work wonders in our life.
这个叫谦卑。
So this is what it means to be humble.
这个叫舍己。
And this is what it means to be sacrificial.
这个不简单啊。
This is not easy.
所以当一个人这个神已经在里面了，他在想事情，不会一直我，他会想神。要我怎么做？
And so when a person believes and entrusts themselves to God, when they consider a matter, they are not self-centric, but rather they center on God.
那肉体的情欲是什么？
And what is the lust of the flesh?
我们看这个世界的文化快乐都跟罪有关系，大部分。
If we see the cultural norms in this world, we often see that happiness is entangled with sin.
因此如果我们追求快乐，但是以罪为中心，我们就跟世界一样。
So if we pursue happiness in the context of sin, in the way that entangles sin,
那眼目的情欲呢？
Then how about the lust of the eyes?
也是用眼目来满足我们罪的欲望。
And this is talking about the how we fulfill the desires of our eyes.
所以当我们跟神有这个婚姻的关系。
And so when we have a marital relationship with God,
我们就不要跟世界做朋友。
And we don't want to be friends with the world.
我们对神很忠心，我们就可以跟神有美好的关系。
And so when we are faithful to God, then we can have a wonderful relationship with him.
神是守约是慈爱的。
God will keep his covenant in love.
所以当我们爱神，我们最后就可以得到那一块地。
And so when we love the God in turn, we will be able to attain this promised land.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.